Core Alaska is laying off half the workforce at the Kensington mine north of Juneau. The Idaho-based company is blaming federal regulators for what it calls the temporary layoffs of 41 employees. KTOO's John Ryan reports.
Core pulled the plug last week on a plan to dispose of mine tailings in paste form on Comet Beach on Lynn Canal. Now the company is awaiting a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on the legality of its other plan to dump mine waste in Lower Slate Lake. Core spokesman Tony Ebersole left this statement on KTOO's voicemail.
Until there is certainty on this issue, Kensington will be maintained on a limited workforce basis, which unfortunately means some downsizing in personnel is necessary.
Randy Wanamaker is deputy mayor of Juneau and director of BBC Human Resource Development. His firm has been helping Alaska Natives get training and work at the mine. He says the average salary at Kensington was projected to be $80,000 a year.
If we assume that these people were earning the average wage and that we assume that it's an approximately 50% reduction in force, then we're looking at about a $3.2 million a year loss in salary to Juneau.
The Alaska Department of Labor has forecast that Kensington will employ 225 full-time workers once it starts production. Core officials expect a Supreme Court decision by June. They hope to open the mine late next year or in early 2010. The paste plan was hatched with environmental groups after a federal appeals court said the mine's proposed lake dumping violated the Clean Water Act. Core says federal regulators' requests for new information, including evaluation of a dry tailings disposal plan, would have caused intolerable delays in opening the mine. Environmental Protection Agency officials have told Core they are not pushing for a new schedule or a new method of tailings disposal. The agency's written comments to Core have focused on how to improve the company's environmental documentation of the paste plan. Tom Crawford is mining coordinator with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. He says if Core hadn't pulled out of the paste plan, it could have had all the necessary permits by December. Core officials say the paste plan was only feasible if they got their permits by this fall. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.